66.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB at 6:30 and 15 seconds to go right along with it Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Matt Casey, Susumu Iraqi. They on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze. Right up until Jody Mack, Jody McDonald at 10. I'm your fan. New York City.
From beautiful parks to walkable cities, here are the happiest cities in America.
Here in South Philly, at the intersection of 9th and Passyunk, there's a war waging, a cheesesteak war. Directly across the street from each other, it's Pat's versus Geno's.
Launched to deep left field, this one way back, it may go, and it is gone. Bryce Harper's got 20 home runs.
Hi, I'm Jim Kenney. I'm the mayor of the city of Philadelphia. Nice to meet you. Thanks for choosing Philadelphia. I'm a lifelong Philadelphian, and I know you're going to enjoy the same things in the city that I enjoy.
San Francisco, one of the most iconic cities on the planet. The city by the bay effortlessly blends its rich and diverse history with its status as the home to some of the biggest companies in the world.
It's going, going, and long gone. Bryce Harper ties the game with his 27th home run.
What should we eat and why in San Francisco? We were bombarded with the same answer, burrito. But surely you could, burrito. Yeah, but what about burrito?
Well, people may be moving out of Illinois, but plenty of visitors are flocking to Chicago. Chicago set a tourism record last year with 57.6 million visitors.
This is way back to the wall, and this one is gone. Goodbye. A three-run home run for Bryce Harper on the first pitch from Peralta.
Their deep dish is what Chicago deep dish should taste like. The perfect marriage of everything you want in a deep dish pizza.
One of those pizzas that you can't get enough of.
Now, my opinion on D.C. is going to be explicitly on the District of Columbia. I'm not talking about Maryland. I'm not talking about Virginia. We're not talking about anything but the District of Columbia.
It is gone. Bryce Harper on the 10th pitch of his at-bat. It's his 29th home run of the season.
I think Bryce is really open to the geography. What he's really looking for is the ownership to make sure that he has every opportunity to achieve his goals to win a world championship.
Well, and well again, with all those teams involved, we finally have a winner. And you wonder if Brody Van Vanwagenen still considers the New York Metropolitans a team to beat in the division. And every team in the division outside Miami probably will. 13-330. No trade, no opt-out. And here's a thought. We'll give you 13 years, but you can't opt out. When Harper gets his final paycheck in 2031, Bobby Bonilla will still be 4 years away from his final paycheck from the Metropolitans, according to Ryan Watt. No issue here with front-loaded or back-loaded, but this you know, the Philadelphia Phillies are loaded. They've had the kind of off-season that has a Liberty Bell sounding off, and if you're wondering for whom the bell tolls, how about everybody in the division and a good many teams in Major League Baseball, with the Phillies adding Harper and Segura, McCutchen, David Robertson, JT Realmuto. And why stop there? No doubt they'll make a play for Dallas Keuchel to work with Nola Arrieta in that starting rotation. Harper wanted large with everything. Large money, large years, large market, but Boris couldn't get the New York Yankees involved in Hollywood. Hollywood may have only come into play to get Philadelphia nervous and anxious, making losing Harper because, you know, they had to be thinking, hey, wait a minute, he might go to the West Coast. We're not going to get him after all. Because we were hearing, all of us, he didn't want Philadelphia. Well, Washington wasn't going back there. San Diego, the Chicago White Sox, the Giants, small potatoes. And, well, if the Yankees don't have the room or the money they would rather spend on their own young stars growing up, then Philadelphia it should be. And it was. For some of us, it would take $330 million to spend 13 years in Philadelphia. If you're a Metropolitan fan, what's to worry? The Metropolitans have a bad cook in left field, Broxton and Lagares in center, and Michael Conforto, he's in right field. The Metropolitan fan watches the prime beef of free agency head to smaller markets for higher salaries than the Metropolitans want to pay. That's because they have a budget. A caller earlier today on The Fan wondered if the Metropolitans hired Bandwagonen away from DeGrom just so he could lowball him as a Metropolitan executive. Now, who would have thought of something like that? The Metropolitan fan knew Machado and knew Harper would only be at Citi Field as a visitor. We're not sure if either would have come to Flushing. But we'll never know because the team never even called to find out. And 13 years and $330 million, a little bit on the high side all the way around, but Philadelphia, with their stupid money, they'd like to win more sooner than later, and they'll worry about year 13 if Harper indeed even ever sees the 13th year. He'll see money from that year, but he may not see a playing field at that time. But that's a long way off. With all of what has been, the Metropolitans, don't feel bad if you're a Metropolitan fan losing out on people like Machado or Harper, of course, because the Metropolitans, they have bills to pay. And there's only so much you can spend when you've already exceeded your budget for 2019. I think we all understand that. Tonight, by the way, and this, we had the calendar circled. And this isn't going to be easy, but I'm going to get through it because I'm a professional. I'm mature, sophisticated, and older now, but it is something that isn't easy to talk about because we know how special tonight is going to be. It is going to be a special night along Old Country Road. Whew. Just thinking about it. It'll be gut-wrenching. It'll be emotional. We all know he's coming back to his home away from home. And there will be a video tribute. Goes without saying. And we expect, because there should be, a standing ovation for the kind of player, the kind of man, honest and true, for 9 years. He was the captain. There won't be a dry eye in the house. You know that. We all know that. We, of course, always supportive of him and his former team. And like everybody else on Long Island, we'll stand and cheer. At first sight tonight, he doesn't even have to touch the puck in the beginning of the game. No, no, no. All he has to do is come out before they drop the puck to get it going. Just seeing him on the ice again, you'll be standing and cheering and you won't be alone. And we're going to honor him with this.
And with the first overall pick, the New York Islanders select John Tavares.
I mean, this is obviously where I hope to be, and I've loved it here, and People have really embraced me. The team and organization have been first class since I've gotten here.
Tavares, what a play to get it away from Bolmeister. Now he's alone and scores!
Picked off the inboards by Lindahl. Tavares in time! What a shot! Lettie, what a goal!
Lettie, a shot all directed on goal. Score! Tavares!
What a move! Tavares into some skates. He scores!
We need to focus on what brings us together, not on what divides us.
John Tavares sends it back in front. Save me, rebound, score! John Tavares and the Islanders lead. Oh, what a goal by John Tavares!
Tavares, the spin around, drops it off, and it shoots and scores!
Tavares, pad stop, Luongo. Tavares, now, scores! John Tavares, and the 23-year wait is over!
I just felt like my heart was in two places where I'm from and a place where I've been for a long time that helped me become the man that I am today. My heart was tearing apart trying to figure out what I wanted to do.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us today, this afternoon. Welcome to Scotiabank Arena as we introduce our newest player, John Tavares.
I thought the timing was too good and it was an opportunity I didn't want to turn down, and very fortunate to be here and happy to call myself a Maple Leaf.
Marner coming through the neutral zone, hits the line, weaves to the right wing side, in front for Tavares! Score!
Hard to say really what I'll feel. I'm sure it'll be an emotional evening, but at the same time, I want to try to focus on playing and just go out there and do what I have to do.
Well, just hearing that, I think it's safe to say, and I think I can speak for all of us, it's hard to get over. There's no question about it, and I think it's something that will linger with all of us who appreciate hockey, and that's all of us, of course. So it's going to be gut-wrenching and emotional tonight, and we don't expect a dry eye in that house. By the way, before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls, a lot of talk today with the quarterbacks that are coming out in the draft and what the Giants are going to do, what the Jets are going to do, and we'll certainly have plenty of time for that as well. However, in 25 words or less, maybe the Giants will figure something out where everybody can be happy, including Eli Manning and Giants fans. Maybe, as I say, in 25 words or less, maybe the New York Football Giants can trade Eli Manning to Jacksonville and sign in free agency Nick Foles and use that pick and another first-round pick to shore up some places on that defensive side of the football, not to mention the offensive line as well, with so many needs and holes they need to fill.